Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Executive Director of the Great Plains Housing Authority. We have Dave Klein joining us, and Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Warren.
We appreciate you taking some time. This is a good opportunity amid kind of where we're at in the world, statewide, locally, to talk census. This is, let's shift focus right. A little bit. You and I, part of the Jamestown Complete Count Committee, and right now we're just encouraging people to get counted. That census is open right now, right?
Right. The census is open. We're working locally, Stutzman County. I've done a lot of work statewide with a lot of groups. The census is active. We need people to complete those forms. This is an important thing that happens only every 10 years.
Right.
And as that group, we're trying to encourage, you know, to minimize the amount of people we have to try to go out and door-to-door count. So there are many ways a person can get counted,
yep.
And we want to make sure people are utilizing those methods.
Absolutely. So we do have, we're going to share that information, how people can get counted, and a great time to do that now with social distancing amid the coronavirus COVID-19. This is a great time if you have some of that time while you're social distancing to go get counted. And I believe 2020census.gov is the place to go for that.
Correct. And the person can go on, they can fill out their information online, be counted that way. You can call in. There will be mailing information. So there are many ways that you can do this, even with some of the issues that are happening around you. You can still get counted, mm-hmm. make sure things are counted correctly, help your community out.
Absolutely. David Klein again with the Great Plains Housing Authority. So let's talk about how important this is to be counted, because there's a lot riding on this. We want people to be self-counted, and I believe it is based on where you are living April 1st, right?
Well, it is. We look at April 1st, but we look at where you have lived the most. So if a person is, let's say, a college student that has lived in the community for the last 8 months, they are supposed to be counted as Jamestown residents.
Yeah.
If you're a person that is a snowbird and you live here most of the time, you are supposed to be counted here, not in Arizona or Florida.
Right.
But April 1st is that deadline of what we look at of how when we want to do these counts. But this is an extraordinarily important time. There's a lot of talk about how many federal dollars come into play that help many of agencies, included mine, but also things for like roads, hospitals, other types of things that are funded through federal tax dollars.
Right.
But actually, the biggest importance to me when I look at the census is how it impacts your community. The census gives businesses the best data on who is in your community,
right.
How many people are there, what the age groups are, the types of ethnic backgrounds, all of that information that retailers, restaurants, event coordinators, and others want. So if you want more things in your community and you are living there, make sure to register your census, because that information is extraordinarily vital to those that are going to make decisions.
Right.
And for a community like Jamestown or the county like Stutzman County, this is our only opportunity for 10 years to look at those numbers.
Right. Absolutely. So 2020census.gov to be self-counted. And then Dave, I believe if they're not signed up or self-counted, that'll be the time that they start doing more door-to-door or more mailing and things of that nature, right?
Right. That's going to be something we'll be looking at in the summer, mm-hmm. Is that we'll have people going door-to-door. There are some that are out there doing that now, but in the summer, we'll be looking at areas that are very undercounted, doing door-to-door, more mailings again, trying to get people to respond or check where they are. Yep. That also means if you are the neighbor of a place that did not respond, the census may ask you questions about the person that was there, because they may actually needed to have counted.
Right.
They happen to be, temporarily displaced. We need to count them in that community.
And what we're saying, go get counted right now. The self-counting period is going on. And again, I'll stress with the ongoing concerns and our distancing, social distancing and COVID-19 and coronavirus. This is a great opportunity to take some time be counted for the 2020 census. Again, like Dave said, it very important for the next 10 years, not just for Jamestown or Stutsman County, but North Dakota as a whole. And Dave, anything else you want to mention about being counted or anything else you want to mention about the census?
It's the census is free. Mm-hmm. It's not something in which releases personal information. The information that we are obtaining, what information goes back out is actually overall statistics. It's not individual statistics. That information is held. So people wondering and worrying about what happens with their information, it is private. So that information is held for, I think it's like 72 years,
right,
before it can be released.
Yeah.
So it's not something to worry about. But it is very, very important to make sure that you are filling out that information and filling it out honestly. So yes, we have a great community, census data to work on.
Perfect. That is going to do it for our chat. 2020census.gov. Again, the place to go to be counted. Please do so as soon as possible. The more self-count you do, the better off we'll be in the long run. And Dave, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today.
Thank you, Warren.